Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Benjamin Franklin was perhaps the wisest of our nation's founding fathers. Of matrimony, he wrote, "Keep your eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards." Well, if this month runs true to form, a lot more people will be squinting by the end of it. Nearly one in every six American couples wed in June. That's more than any other month. And to celebrate that fact, and to keep up what is becoming an annual tradition here at Science Elements, we devote this year's first June episode to the four must-haves for every bride: something old, something new, something borrowed, and of course, something blue. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how an old remedy could help prevent bacterial infections, how a new surgical technique could shorten certain operations and cause less scarring, how scientists are on the verge of creating a better bandage thanks to an idea borrowed from Mother Nature, and finally, in a replay of one of our favorite stories, how an ancient blue pigment could help improve modern medicine. Long before antibiotics, viruses were actually used to treat some infections. Well, now that old concept is getting a second look. And according to scientists in South Carolina and Mississippi, it could lead to a promising new way to prevent the formation of infectious bacterial biofilms on implanted medical devices. Their report appears in Biomacromolecules, a monthly ACS journal. Merrick Urban and colleagues explain that bacteriophages, literally bacteria eaters, were first used to treat bacterial infections in the 19th century. These viruses attack disease-causing bacteria. The scientists focused on uses of phages to wage microbial warfare on the films of bacteria that form on catheters, stents, and other medical implants. These infections, which often involve antibiotic-resistant bacteria, strike more than a million patients annually in the United States alone, increasing hospital bills by almost $1 billion. In their study, Urban's team attached phages to the surface of materials like those used in implanted medical devices. They found evidence that the phages remained active, killing E. coli and Staphylococcus aureus. Those bacteria cause the most common hospital-acquired infections. Urban says the technology can attach phages to almost any surface and is a promising and effective means of combating antibiotic-resistant infections. He adds that it also could be used to develop bacteria sensing and detecting devices. Scientists in Arizona report that a new solder for laser welding of tissue during surgical operations has the potential to produce stronger seals. They say the technique could expand use of this alternative to conventional sutures and stapling in intestinal surgery. Their study, which involves the use of a gold-based solder or sealing material, appears in ACS Nano, a monthly society journal. Kashal Ragay and colleagues explain that laser tissue welding is a stitch-free surgical method. It can be used to connect and seal blood vessels, cartilage and joints, the liver, the urinary tract, and other tissues. To do this, surgeons use laser light to heat tissue, causing changes that enable the sides of the incisions to seal. Laser tissue welding has several advantages over sutures or staples. For instance, it can shorten operation time and reduce scarring. However, it forms weak seals that can be a special problem in intestinal surgery. Leaks of intestinal contents can cause extremely painful and life-threatening abdominal infections. To overcome this problem, Ragay's team set out to develop an improved form of laser tissue welding that produces stronger seals. They developed and successfully tested a tissue solder called a plasmonic nanocomposite. This solder has gold nanorods in it. The nanorods are so small that 100,000 could fit across the width of a human hair. They're wrapped inside a material that makes it more elastic so it can move with the body. The research discovered that when the material was used as a light-activated solder for laser welding cuts in pig intestines, it formed a strong, liquid-tight, but elastic seal. This seal was so tight that it prevented bacteria from leaking out. The researchers conclude that these plasmonic nanocomposites are exciting materials for laser-based tissue repair. They plan to investigate these materials in animals with intestinal injuries. Next, scientists borrow a good idea from Mother Nature. Human scabs have become the model for development of an advanced wound dressing material that shows promise for speeding the healing process. The report by scientists in China appears in ACS Applied Materials and Interfaces, a semi-monthly society publication. Xu Tao Wang and colleagues explain that scabs are a perfect natural dressing material for wounds. In addition to preventing further bleeding, scabs protect against infection and recruit the new cells needed for healing. Existing bandages and other dressings for wounds generally are intended to prevent bleeding and infections. Wang's team set out to develop a new generation of wound dressings that reduce the risk of infections while speeding the healing process. They describe how research on the surface structure of natural scabs served as inspiration for developing a cytophilic wound dressing material. It attracts new cells needed for healing. The material mimics the underside of scabs, where tiny fibers are arranged in the same direction like velvet or a cat's fur. Wang's team spun fibers of polyurethane into the same pattern. In laboratory experiments, the human cells involved in healing quickly attached to the membrane and lined up like those in actual scabs. The scientists conclude that this membrane potentially could be used to create dressing materials for rapid wound healing as well as other biomaterials. These other biomaterials might include membranes for capturing circulating tumor cells, bone growth, and constructing neural networks. Some of you might remember this week's final story. We first told you about it in February, but it's so fascinating and fits in so well with this week's theme that we couldn't resist sharing it one more time. 5,000 years ago, Egyptian blue was one of the most frequently used pigments in the ancient world. Now, scientists in Georgia report that this bright blue pigment could offer insights into the development of new nanomaterials with potential uses in state-of-the-art medical imaging devices, remote controls for televisions, and other technologies. Their report appears in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, a weekly ACS publication. Tina Salguero and colleagues point out that Egyptian blue, regarded as humanity's first artificial pigment, was used in paintings on tombs, statues, and other objects throughout the ancient Mediterranean world. Remnants have been found on the statue of the messenger goddess Iris on the Parthenon. It was also used in the famous pond in a garden fresco within the tomb of the Egyptian scribe and counter of grain Nebuman in Thebes. In their new work, the researchers found that calcium copper silicate in Egyptian blue breaks apart into nanosheets so thin that thousands would fit across the width of a human hair. These sheets can produce invisible infrared radiation similar to the beams that communicate between remote controls and TVs and other telecommunication devices. Salguero says this ancient pigment could lead to the development of a new class of nanomaterials for use in a number of state-of-the-art applications, including near-infrared-based biomedical imaging and security ink formulations. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access this week's Press Pack, May 29th, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.